Tomorrow's Youth Today,
an article by Jonathan McNair.
So in your wild oats, do you ever wonder if you are missing out? You know what I mean. You have grown up with parents who would not let you go out and party. They have always insisted on knowing where you were and are not okay with you coming in at all hours of the night. They want to know who your friends are. They make you share your Facebook password with them and do not believe in, quote, computer privacy for kids. Maybe they even homeschool you. If you are a young person reading this magazine, you are more likely than most to fit this profile. Your parents may sometimes be accused of, quote, sheltering you from what most teenagers today would call real life, and that accusation may be accurate. Because of their shelter, you may not have experienced some of the teenage, quote, rites of passage that many today consider normal, such as getting drunk and having sex. Maybe you have even met an adult who has said to you, quote, you mean you haven't kissed a girl? What's wrong with you? End of quote. Or, quote, you haven't held hands with a guy? You are really deprived. End of quote. Maybe you have met an adult or two who has even told you, quote, you'd better sow your wild oats while you're young, or you'll regret that you missed your chance later. End of quote. Under pressure, with so many pressures to fit in and do what society says is normal, it can be easy for a young person to think, my parents may mean well, but are they making me miss out on experiences I really ought to be having? This can be hard to handle even when you know God exists and you basically want to live His way of life and you do not want to be a pop culture zombie, following mindlessly the superficial people around you. Deep down inside, you know that what today's society considers normal is not necessarily right with God or right for you. But still, the temptations are there. Should you really sow your wild oats while you can? Surely that is part of what being a normal teenager is all about, right? Wrong. It does not have to be that way. In fact, it should not be. Consider a parable related by Jesus Christ, who, by the way, knew what it was like to be a teen. He told of a father who had two sons. One sowed his wild oats and sought to experience all the extremes life had to offer, living his life with abandon. But when the fun came to an end, how did this prodigal son come to feel? We read that he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. The party was over for him, and his life was miserable. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Cause and effect. There is the saying, quote, if you sow wild oats for 6 days, pray for your crop failure on day 7. End of quote. No matter how attractive the idea of experiencing real life may seem for a while, those experiences bring permanent consequences. The crops that spring from what is sown. The Bible puts it very simply. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Quoted from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. The reality is that there is no free pass when it comes to cause and effect. Wise King Solomon knew this when he wrote, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these God will bring you into judgment. Quoted from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Even in our youth, the actions we choose will affect us for the rest of our lives. Our teen and young adult years are filled with potentially life-changing decisions. For example, when young people become involved in drinking alcohol, which many consider a normal rite of passage for teens, they are taking a first major step toward injury or even death. Motor vehicle crashes, often caused or worsened by alcohol consumption, are the leading cause of death for teens in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control reports, quote, young people ages 15 through 24 represent only 14% of the U.S. population. However, they account for 30%, $19 billion worth of the total cost of motor vehicle injuries among males, and 28%, that is $7 billion, of the total cost of motor vehicle injuries among females.
This is quoted from Teen Driver's Fact Sheet, October 2, 2012.
What about hooking up in sexual encounters with your friends? Is it a harmless rite of passage? Certainly, it is common among today's teens. The Centers for Disease Control reported in the 2011 study that 47.4% of teens had engaged in sexual intercourse, 33.7% had done so in the past 3 months, and 5.3% reported having sex with four or more people during their teen years, quoted from Sexual Risk Behavior, HIV, STD, and Teen Pregnancy Prevention, July 24, 2012. That same CDC report describes the millions of cases of sexually transmitted diseases, that is, STDs, contracted each year. The report states that, quote, nearly half of the 19 million new STDs each year are among young people aged 15 through 24 years, quoted from that same publication. Other statistics point out that each year, one in four U.S. teens contracts an STD or other sexually transmitted infection, and that by 2025, as many as 40% of all men and half of all women could be carrying one or more STDs.